So, okay, now we have another great, wonderful and great poet. Now this guy, he's a different type of poet. He's the poet's poet. Every poet seems to want to be like this guy. He seems to surface and then he disappears and he's elusive and he comes back in a different shape and form and new styles. But I was told by someone he's the same old guy. But Zeke is here tonight and we're able to get him to come out. I haven't seen him for a couple of years and I saw him last month and got him out. And it's been a real privilege. I really like this guy. He's got some great stuff. You never know what he's going to do. You just about think he's not going to come up with a poem. He comes out with this fabulous stuff. So he's here tonight, and he goes by R.J. Matterin, or the Zeke Man, as we know, and Rick. You can call him that, like I say. He comes in different colors. So, Zeke, please come up and give us some of your time. Thank you.
I don't know who the fuck he's talking
about. I don't know.
That old shit,
bro. It's not you, right?
Nah, shoot your head, the door, brother. So he's just a hot shell. Words, always words. Words change. Words stay the same. Haircut's always hair after you're done. Oh! Titles. Fucking titles. I don't have them. So the time has come. Used shell and pretty roamings breached for an idea, I would give 1,000 days in a child's green glory, a trade for ideals renewed earnest, and the curse of folly scorn. Out of words. In drug-induced rainbows, I wish I'd read that. Alright, I will. It's, I don't know if anybody's ever been to Pennsylvania County Fair. It used to be really in time to have strippers and free shows and what? Circus sideshow, freaks in a row, myriad mutants, monstrosities all. How her suit she is, a prodigious clown with a dress and a beard both dragging the ground and the twins as they smile. From those two attached heads dressed in their Siamese silk and woven threads. The man with the claws, how he lights up the smoke while one clawsly patted the fat lady's rump. Gads, how it flatters to fluffity flump. The swordsman is leering at 12-year-old girls as the fireman's laughter erupts from his nostrils while the geek sneers at him through his festering sores. From drunkenly plying his pitiful trade on terrified poultry, he's smiling to prey as the hooting and whistles float in through the flat. The carnival beauties as her heels hit the stage, click, clack, click, clack. The barker beseeching the crowd's glossy eyes, come on, come on, as long as you're guys. To see our young lady's lustrous surprise, $3 a head or 3 heads for 8, you'll never have plundered more thrifty a date. In the midway of the blast, the carnies are too, their hands on the levers that spin ever faster to make children scream, to spin ever faster, the mechanical dream, the static sets painted in snow-covered scenes, and drug-induced rainbows and large-breasted girls and painted-on clothing that belts into gowns, as the steel of the tilt-a-whirl twirls, faster and faster and faster she spins, pinned to the wall, grinning at the gravitron's magnified spinning, spinning, spinning. Her nipples like nails as her eyes slowly close while my bulge fights the madness while it subtly grows as her dress tugs her thighs for struggling eyes to admire her pressurized clothes, clinging to flesh in fantasy's pose. That's Craig Affairs, man. Oh, I can't put on the floor. That must mean they're winners. So I like peace. I don't like torture. You know, nobody's stood on a soapbox. Not that I want to be the first. It doesn't matter. You know, I think George Bush is listening right now. But you know, you can put somebody on a board and pretend that you know and do controlled drowning on them. It's not going to kill them. That's not the point of torture. It's to keep them alive as long as you can, as much fear and pain as possible. So you can cut off somebody's fingertips and shove them down their throat. It's not going to kill them. You can take a garden hose and stick it down there too, and they'll tell you, like I heard on the radio the day they killed Abe Lincoln. They'll tell you anything you want to hear, man, as far as I'm concerned. America is not a torturing place, and anybody who's an American doesn't do it. With subtle smiles, she drifts past in playful contemplation, brow recurved, astride her idea of perfect men, romancing suitors preening, who, prating, waiting, and engorged, scheme against innocence, his lord's licentious, tempted by her luscious pores. Live. We will still sing for glory, for beauty, and for joy, no matter what they say we've lost, for freedom's nothing left to lose. Therefore, no concern for cost employed, true freedom unbounded by presidents or priests. It swells within our own hearts and makes no famine of the feast. Gravitas. Suspended denseness and dimming, in the gulf's warming waters and hands intertwined on the stem of a rose, gravitas renders the marrow of bones. The hungry tribe moaning in earthly delight, filling their paunches and lurs with lurid repose. Shirts ever smaller, the cold out of season, and taut sweaters beaming, the margin of reason ignored. The din of killing jeered, the folly of empire restored. But what's with this birth long ago in a manger? And what is the danger of choosing the sword? And aren't there more options than killing the stranger? What with blindfolded justice awaiting the horde, humanity's promise aloft in the scales, or which no nation is lord? So what's it to be then, glory or joy? Tears of the fallen, dungeons, or the braying of ashes enamored with glee, derived from passional ecstatic, while grandmother's dead in the attic, gnawing on leaky bones? Could be. Yeah, they're words. I can't memorize crap. I'm always impressed by people who can. Starving, as you are, ennobled by disquieting burns, transformed by rape or killing, the father's bell to the rage of beaten dogs, the swell of fear engaged into anger and the fearlessness of the hate derived, lends you peerless vigor. Painted in the blood of shame and a naked mist, you came to me, calling for eyes and hearts, waiting, bathed with flowers and the hidden flames that lie somewhere beyond. Poetry. It was suggested by a subscriber to prose that to think a poet neglects the stuff of muses, or an inspired hand with contrivance or vomitous contraband, but what is undoes the universe and drains the mind, siphoning light from the moonshine of the night, from the ever-changing landscape of the night. I go fast because I don't like clapping. Forever rings with tawdry ballad-themed films. Horror collage, their fingers shielding eyes and crying, and the stock of their dying plays on and on and on, as gratuitous planes turn headlong into new wakened faces. What's caution but distracting the end, or sending flowers to those who offend and offend and offend? Awake, the end is no more nigh than was our last mistake. Now I have to search for sonnets. This is relaxing. Might be relaxed.
No.
In temperate sun we sit and gaze, infinities reach from the shores of sand, within whose space on calm and quiet days might seem a soft, unbroken land. For what but the facts obscure our minds, where we would make the moon our star, or given wealth respond in kind, and wake to bask in crescent dawns. Avoiding code or scripture's rope, too often patronize were they that through expressions brushed you coat with color for other shades of gray. Embrace what might in freedom's unborn works, for within closed mind, oblivion lurks on occasion. The path continues through to today, 9 minutes gone, but still shining brightly. This morning a shadow of yesterday's sun. These hours a lifetime of daydreams shown nightly, vicarious springboard to boredom and hope. The morning was dusk falling slowly. A syncope plunge of fabulous spots growing in breath till the sun's cyclic death, returning from where its illusional lair had not moved since the universe forming. It's been there a while. The sun. I think you need some haiku. Musicians, do you kill me yet?
Haiku!
being the last guy before they banned it or stuff. Oh, you only find them if you magical believe in. It's true. I already figured out all this paper I had to pick up before I leave. You'll have to all close your eyes. There's no good in there. Well, fuck those haikus. Oh! So after the rapture, denied your car. I've lately been planning, and word is you are going to meet Jesus in a glorious flash, and your only remains will be clothing and ash. Clothing and ash. Speaking of clothing, can I have them too? My size is a large, but an XL will do. I don't need designer, wrinkles are fine. And by the way, could your wife's purse carry some wine? Well, you know, there's more. Because the rapture is coming, so they say. Then we'll take your White House, and we'll take your guns, we'll take all your horses, and we'll have all your fun. Because you'll be in heaven, thank God you were saved, now all of us sinners can have all you've made. You can make a doxology out of it, too. Then we'll dig up the pavement, we'll replant the trees, we'll undam the rivers and clean up the seas, we'll demolish your condos and burn all the cash and fertilize Eden with acres left, acres left. Because you'll be in heaven, thank God you were saved, that we who love freedom might prosper again. Without your intrusion, without your damn wars, you fight in the name of your saviors and whores. Saviors and whores. Without all your curses, without all your gods, we'll plant under your ashes and grow better sods. And we'll sunder the cages to set the beasts free and repeople the earth with our own legacy. Where religion has plundered, the riches will spill, their genocide over, will no longer kill for abstractions of faith, for nations or oil. For all of the warmongers will be composted soil. Composted soil. Without all your curses, without all your gods, we'll plow under your ashes and change all the cars to use biodiesel and harvest the sun and use solar power to make the world run. Make the world. But alas, you'll be in heaven at the left hand of God, staying busy with Jesus as he ponders your fraud and sees you weren't righteous or actually good and casts you to hell with a ready with wood. Then, you'll be back with us just a little more deep, and hellfire is abysmal and tortured we see, burning in pyres and infinite pain. You're now geothermal. And we're glad that you came. You'll power the heaters and help make the juice to build a new world where yours was a noose, and no one will feel sorry you're suffering in pain. It's better to say you were George Bush than honorable men. The rapture is coming, the work of the Lord, where all the devout will lay down the sword and peacefully ponder the bulletless wrath that righted the world and cast the scum out. Cast the scum out. So those were not Jews.
Woo!
Oh, you. It's too much. Yeah, life is good. I got a year-old baby. Her name's Rowan. My wife Jennifer's at home. I love her, too. Bulldozers. Here's some haiku. Morning sun awakes, piercing the towers, half-finished. Great sun, I greet you. Age is no matter, oblivion awaits us, not mindful of time. Grow, great red cedar, you are a sun in obscured skies, a testament being. Change knows no limit. When you look a second time, the final straw falls. You'd think that'd be my last one, but I think I've got a good 5 minutes left. So, here comes the random lottery. This pile of paper is like my mind, by the way. It's not real pretty. So I worked at a print shop
in Alaska for a while. We made newspapers. Newspaper haiku. Spinning paper rolls, the great trees of the forest communicating. Gutenberg's printer emboldening the word now as the newsprint turns. Leaves in Winterfall, a mosaic of color, to some not but trash. The snow falls lower. Mountains winter wool to melt again in spring. Truth will set you free, unless the jailhouse is your home. Then truth is unkind. What is easy now is unchallenging for you. Would heart be better? There's some haiku, random, just for you. Here's some more haiku. How can I win it tonight? They're dead. Transmitter. They're transmission. Dead, not really haiku. Radio station, you play only the new songs. Variety rules. Alright, here's one. Close the warehouse door, the warm air is escaping. And where is my key? It's a haiku. So much snow fallen, only the pines have color. Yet the raven flies. Raven, you are cold. Mist freezes in motion. How do you still fly? Paycheck haiku. My paycheck's late. The deadline is confusing. Should I keep working? It's not my conch shell. The conch is silent. Where may your whale resound next? I wait to play you. So, officially, Anita was not permitted to pass. Unofficially, carriages can get through. They can. That's what they say. That's a co-ed, I'll have you know. Alright. Spelunker. He likes caving. Slick, wet gutters of stone, tear clothing, and craggy hue and cold, subterranean shimmy is the dance. From bow of heel, pitch-black treasures artfully obtained and left behind to shine forever in darkness. Have you ever chewed in the cavernous, lifeless womb? Soggy boots, propelling blankness or open-eyed dreams, as Charon pulls away below, calling echoed, shrouded sounds deeper and deeper into stone. Caving's great. I highly recommend it. Guy at a Parfetch helmet. We all sit here waiting, sitting. It's on the way, he says. I have no idea what it means, he says. Waiting on something, on it. Waiting on them, on a word, a phrase, a note, on her scent. Waiting until time is spent. As she sips her steaming hot coffee, I can watch. Watch her wait. As she scribbles songs madly, I watch. Waiting. Then someone yells, it comes in suddenly! So we wait. Oh, the band is coming. We all dance to the end, knowingly in fits of awkward speaking, a parolee sundered to confinement, within physics walls, and the earnings of a poor mother's wage. He laughs at the sky. This is my palace. I'm the king of empty air. As he walks, kicking cobblestones into place, Adam snickered knowingly, and the clouds seemed to smile. Deceitful sky, within tiny worlds you go breath is life, microcosmic goddess, the vacuum's breath assails me. Two. Distances unimaginable enhance the mystery, permutations of what is, what isn't, is simple. Three. Deceptive world, enormous, boastful of life, the ancients watch you creep toward nights of divine desolation, the forest silent, and turn with cacophonous memory and freedom from man. What will become of us? No one's kissing me on yet, not quite yet.
Minocka, Florida. Bullet written signs, free range, rural leisure, sated by the whizzing of lead. Better there in the wild open, tearing air to pieces instead of men.
Thanks.